Today, I want to talk about three trends in the fraud space, and one of them makes me very happy, even though intellectually, I know it's wrong to laugh at someone else's bad luck, but I suspect you'll agree with me. After that, we'll get a little more serious and discuss the burgeoning synthetic identity fraud and also the trend towards accounts payable, unfortunately, becoming the primary target for a certain class of criminals. We have two studies, unfortunately, that highlight this. So let's get started. Let's start with the good news. Now, probably most of you, if you've been in the accounts payable or even the business space for more than a few years, know about the toner copy scam and the crooks out there who waste your time calling up, trying to get you to fall for that fraud. Well, this is the stuff I'm happy about, but probably I'm going to have to say a little prayer of penance afterwards. I'm here to share with you some news about a gentleman who was involved in that toner scam, and he was found and he was tried and he has been sentenced to jail. So let me give you a little bit of the details and then I'll move on. Gilbert Michaels, who was 79 years old, was found guilty in December 2019 of orchestrating a scheme which prosecutors said had defrauded more than 50,000 victims, and he'd conned them out of $126 million over 6 years. Now, of course, he didn't make $126 million. He had to buy that cheap toner, so something less. Now, as I said, he was found guilty in December 2019, but because of COVID, there was a delay in the sentencing. Earlier this month, this is September 2021, he was sentenced to 4 years in prison, followed by 2 years of home confinement. Now, to be clear, he was not the only one committing this fraud, so you still need to be wary of it. And if you get any of those calls, which I have to admit, I haven't gotten in the last 2 or 3 years, but I would get them regularly before that, you still need to be on your guard. So when you get that call and somebody says, we're calling from customer service, from your toner company, and they don't mention which one, be a little suspicious. Okay, I'm going to stop laughing at that. And I'm going to move on to serious discussion of synthetic fraud, sometimes also called synthetic identity fraud. Now, the Federal Reserve in 2018 became quite concerned about this, and they created an initiative to raise awareness and encourage action. And what they did is they convened a focus group of 12 fraud experts. And just to start off with, they came up with a definition of what synthetic identity fraud is, and I'm going to read it to you. It's the use of a combination of personally defined identifiable information to fabricate a person or entity in order to commit a dishonest act for personal or financial gain. Okay? If it's an individual, they might start with a legitimate piece of data, most frequently the social security number of a recently deceased person. Now, one of the many areas of concern is the impersonation of an entity, and hopefully this is striking a little closer to home on your business front, and that is they are impersonating vendors, which we're going to examine a little bit in our third trend, okay? So, those calls, people impersonating one of your vendors, that's part of this. But first, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. It's free, completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time by ringing the bell next to the subscribe button. You'll be notified when we post new AP content, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. All righty. Now, the third trend, and one that really, really saddens me, is accounts payable has become a primary target for a lot of these frauds, okay? And we've got some surveys, and I'm going to share a little bit of numbers to prove this to you. As you know, when we're talking about impersonating an entity, we're talking about those change of bank account requests, which, you need to verify back with the vendor, even though it takes time and it's a royal pain. We're talking about those rush wire transfer requests that come supposedly from the CFO, your treasurer, or some other high-level executive within your organization. And, you have to go back and verify them by, you know, picking up the phone or going into their office, if you're in their office. And then the third one is that request for personal information, most commonly, at least in the accounts payable space, those requests for the W-2 file. That fraud got so bad that the FBI had came out with a warning or a recommended best practice that anytime anyone in accounting, accounts payable, personnel, payroll, anything like that, gets a request for personnel information from a high-level executive, that it be verified, because so many of them are false. Okay, so that was the definition. That's the type of fraud hitting, unfortunately, the accounts payable space. Now, here's some numbers that I want to share with you. The Association for Financial Professionals recently came out with their fraud survey, and they found for BEC, business email compromise fraud, which, you know, I just discussed, accounts payable is the target 61% of the time. Okay, so we have to keep our accounts payable staff updated about all the newest frauds that are out there. 61% of the time, and I believe it was 14% of the targets after that were treasury. So accounts payable followed by treasury, which of course makes sense because both of them handle money. Okay. Then I want to share with you a recently released report from a company called Expel, and they focused on what the top phishing keywords are, okay, and they analyzed, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, and they found that according to this report, the top of a whole bunch of crazy stuff, phishing keywords, came in subject lines, and the subject lines were subject line number one, re-invoice, subject number two, subject line, missing invoice number, ... XXX from a legitimate business name, someone that you're doing business with. Subject line number three, invoice number, you know, 1234 or whatever number they make up. You know who gets the emails with those subject lines. Okay, so be aware. Okay, AP is now the top target for a lot of these frauds. We recently had a retired FBA on the podcast. He shared many episodes in episode 112 entitled The Honest Truth About Fraud. A link on YouTube will appear to the left. And please remember, I really do appreciate those thumbs up, those shares, those subscribes, and those comments. Good luck in avoiding fraud.